is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The House of Representatives is beginning a vote on the Senate's budget rescissions package. CBS's Linda Kenyon tells us it includes deep cuts to the UN's Children's Emergency Fund.
A huge hit for UNICEF.
Patrick Quirk is with UNICEF USA.
The $142 million eradicates core flexible funding UNICEF relies on to respond to disasters, provide nutrition support up to starving children.
And Quirk says UNICEF's work will be severely hobbled.
There's no shortage of emergencies.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The House is expected to pass the spending cuts package that Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries called an attack on the public health of the American people in a speech this past evening. CBS is pulling the plug on The Late Show, ending the run that began in 1993 with David Letterman. Current host Stephen Colbert told his studio audience the final show will come next May.
I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience, who have joined us.
CBS issued a statement noting the show has been number one in late-night talk ratings for nine seasons and saying it is, quote, purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. Tropical downpours will continue in the Gulf Coast states Friday. That means an increased risk of flash flooding, especially in areas that have already had rain this week, including Louisiana.
A messy low-pressure system didn't become a tropical storm or hurricane, but has been dumping flooding rains across much of Louisiana.
Louisiana has already seen quite a bit of rain fall and still looking at another two solid days or thereabouts of activity to come.
National Weather Service meteorologist Donald Jones says the downpours are forecast through Saturday night.
We've already seen over 8 inches of rain in a few locations, and we're still looking at heavy rainfall falling.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The National Urban League issued its annual look at how Black Americans are doing Thursday. CBS's Erica Braun reports it finds Black America in what they call a state of emergency.
According to the National Urban League's State of Black America report, 2025 revealed in stark terms the length to which some will go to halt the progress of Black America. The civil rights organization argues that the White House is setting fire to policies and entire departments dedicated to providing equal education, fair housing, and safe and effective health care. Erica Braun, CBS News.
The Steve Miller Band has canceled its August U.S. tour, citing extreme weather as a safety concern for fans and its crew. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a banana bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm personal price plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling, just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Correspondent Michael Wallace reports a football star is going to jail for causing a serious car accident.
It's Rice for the touchdown.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years probation for his role in the crash in Dallas last year in which several people were injured. Prosecutors say Rice was going 119 miles per hour in his Lamborghini, racing another car, when he caused the chain reaction wreck. He took off on foot without checking on the injured. Rice has to pay the victims $115,000 for their medical bills. He will be allowed to choose when he serves his jail time, so he will presumably not miss any games. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are in merger talks to create the largest railroad in North America and connect the East and West Coast, according to the Associated Press. It would combine the largest and smallest of the country's 6 major freight railroads. Both railroads have declined to comment. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a light north to northeast wind. Morning low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Friday, though, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few showers and storms Friday night, currently 56 degrees.
Bye. Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Easy.